Archbishop Paul Gallagher, Laudato Si, of course, an extremely important document in the whole question of climate change, combating global warming. How much does this issue continue to be a priority for the Holy See?
Well, the fact that the Holy Father dedicated an entire cyclical to the event shows the degree of his commitment to the issue. The agreement in Paris in 2015 was near miraculous. The international community has rarely come together on an issue like this. But it's only a beginning. And as we know from what some of the scientists tell us, even in most recent studies, the situation becomes more and more critical, therefore requiring more and more commitment. So we feel that certainly that the Holy See should be pursuing this matter and encouraging as many initiatives as possible. And one of the things that is encouraging is that the impact of Laudato Si throughout the whole of the church and wider society has been immense. Literally thousands of initiatives, both making the teachings of the encyclical known, but also taking its teaching, and also reflecting on the fact that this is part of the church's teaching on a much wider issue, which is the whole question of integral human development, because this is it. It's not just climate change. It's a question of where is humankind going in the end. And so this is something which obviously with the church is engaged, because that is the whole sense of what religion is about. The incarnation is God's commitment to humanity, and we have to continue that commitment to securing the future of humanity in both a spiritual and also creating the conditions in which people can aspire to know God and to love God, and then also to live together and to love their neighbours.
So a very important ethical, moral, spiritual impact of this document. In this context, what are your hopes for the COP23 conference that's going on? What are the political hopes, if you like, that we can see this vision that the church is putting forward somehow being implemented, made possible?
Well, I think the main thing is to maintain the momentum. As we know, there are dissident voices, and not all of the countries who were committed to the Paris Agreement are now quite as committed as they were before. So the church is looking forward to greater commitment, both by the state parties, and that is obviously fundamental, and for them also to bring it down to earth, because they are having increasingly to identify their national priorities in their context. What does combating climate change really mean? Which is obviously very, very different from here in these days when we're meeting with the Pacific Island leaders. It's very different from their reality to an industrialized country in Western Europe or in North America. But also the thing that I believe is one of the great achievements of the Paris Agreement and the work of the church in promoting the Paris Agreement is that this was not just a question of countries and the Holy See. This was a question of Catholic organizations, Catholic dioceses, Catholic things working together. And as we've seen, that this has reached very local areas. And I think this is the way forward. It's important that politicians agree. It's important that countries commit. But in the end, a lot of these things are going to be decided by individuals. And we've seen that that commitment is not lacking, even in those countries which are possibly modifying their position towards the agreement.
So you're very hopeful that this is a battle, if you like, that the church is winning. It's an area of great hope for the future, despite the very obvious difficulties that people in these Pacific Islands here are facing.
I don't think we should see it as a battle in which the church is wanting to win. I think we should say that it is a battle in which the church is wishing to support the warriors. And undoubtedly, there are great environmental warriors here in the world today, people who have passion and are prepared to make great sacrifices. I think in that, the church is willing to support them. And, of course, obviously, the church also has to give good example as well, which is not always easy. And we have to be realistic in that as well, because when these things come down to the sort of change, lifestyle change, demanding of all of us, whether it's just giving up using your plastic bags when you go to the supermarket, or modifying some part of your behaviour and recycling things, or using your car a little less and walking a little more. These things are not easy to take on board as individuals.